I had just returned to Woodstock from the Midwest, from my father's funeral. There was a letter from Archibald MacLish waiting for me on the table. MacLish, Poet Laureate of America. One of them. Carl Sandburg, Poet of the Prairie and City, and Robert Frost, the Poet of Dark Meditations, were the others. Down below, remembered a steerage passenger, nothing was to be heard but the crying of children and the moans of those suffering seasickness, and rising above all the sounds that proceeded from the inside of the vessel was the continued dashing and splashing of the waves against the side of the ship, and the howling of the storm as the wind surged through the steamer's rigging. The stages of the hero adventure come to light again in the dreams and hallucinations of the patient. Depth beyond depth of self-ignorance is fathomed, with the analyst in the role of the helper, the initiatory priest. And as always, after the first thrills of getting underway, the adventure develops into a journey of darkness, horror, disgust, and phantasmagoric fears.